Lesson 4. A day spent in silence.
The bells returned to the manifested realm. Refreshed. The ringing of the bells traditionally is a spiritual wake-up call. Preceded usually by the alarm clock. That's another kind of waking up. As we are speaking of waking up, I hope the people in Austin and Hollyhock are fully awake also. They are over there where the camera is. I'm sorry you have to get up so early. But you're here. This is the day that we spend in silence. Except for this person up here. Well, not really. Although the words are there, there's still the dimension of silence, of stillness, is present. More important than the words. So if you can be attentive to both the words and, more importantly, that which is between the words, which to the mind is nothing. And indeed it is no thing. And yet it's an energy field. The wonderful thing is, you cannot become attentive to that without the same field of stillness being activated within you. The very fact that you notice the silent gaps in between words or in between sentences means the very same silence, the very same stillness at that moment is in you also. Otherwise, you wouldn't even notice it. And you may also be surprised to find that in the moment of noticing the silent gap, you are not thinking.